Friday, August 1st, Memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori. The first reading from Leviticus chapter 3, verses 1, 4 through 11, 15 and 16, 27, and 34 through 37. The Lord said to Moses, "These are the festivals of the Lord which you shall celebrate at their proper time with the sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. On each of the 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord. Then on the 7th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work." The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, 'When you come into the land which I am giving you and reap your harvest, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, who shall wave the sheaf before the Lord that it may be acceptable for you. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall do this. Beginning with the day after the Sabbath, the day on which you bring the wave offering sheaf, you shall count 7 full weeks, and then on the day after the 7th week, the 50th day, you shall present the new cereal offering to the Lord. The 10th of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement, when you shall hold a sacred assembly and mortify yourselves and offer an oblation to the Lord. The 15th day of this 7th month is the Lord's Feast of Booths, which shall continue for 7 days. On the 1st day there shall be a sacred assembly, and you shall do no sort of work. For 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord, and on the 8th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and offer an oblation to the Lord. On that solemn closing you shall do no sort of work. These therefore are the festivals of the Lord on which you shall proclaim a sacred assembly, and offer as an oblation to the Lord burnt offerings and cereal offerings, sacrifices and libations, as prescribed for each day." The Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. Haydock Commentary. The word translated carpenter in Greek signifies in general a workman or craftsman. But the common belief of the faithful is that St. Joseph was a carpenter, which may be confirmed by what Theodoret relates of one Libanius under Julian the Apostate, who, asking scornfully of a holy man what the carpenter's son was doing at that time, the holy man made him this smart reply, that he was making a coffin for Julian, who was killed not long after. St. Jerome says, "Oh, how truly astonishing is the stupidity of the Nazareans! They wonder whence wisdom itself possesses wisdom, and virtue itself virtue. The reason is evident. They only considered him as the son of a carpenter. Was not David the son of a husbandman, and Amos a shepherd? They should then have honored our Lord when they heard him speak in this manner. What wonderful mildness in Christ! Though calumniated and reviled, he still answers with the greatest humility and charity, 'A prophet is not without honor save in his own country.' So says St. John Chrysostom. Those called his brethren were the children of Mary, the wife of Clopas, the sister of our Blessed Lady. And therefore, according to the usual style of the scripture, they were called brethren, that is, near relations to our Savior."